We are now entering into chapter number 10. Because what is said in the 9th chapter is of capital importance, the 10th chapter begins by the restatement of the main essence of the 9th chapter. And Sri Krishna himself said that what has been said so far in the 9th chapter is Paramam Vachaha, is the supreme word. It is not our interpretation that the 9th chapter contains the supreme word. Sri Krishna himself says at the very beginning of the 10th chapter, Paramam Vacha Shrunu Me. You listen to me, the highest word, the secret word, which is of the greatest importance. Bhuyaha Eva Mahabaho Shrunu Me Paramam Vachaha. Bhuyaha Eva means again. Once more listen to me. Once more listen to the Paramam Vachaha, the supreme word. Yatte aham priyamanaya vakshami hita kamyaya. This is being told because of hita kamyaya, because of the welfare. And because he has been moved, Sri Krishna is moved by a sense of priya, sense of love for Arjuna. This 10th chapter, therefore, up to verse number 11, is a restatement with some additional knowledge still being bestowed upon Arjuna. As we know, this 9th chapter was a description of the integral knowledge, the supreme knowledge which is all-sided. It is also the description of the triple yoga combined together, synthesis of karma, jnana and bhakti. Therefore, from verse number 2 up to verse number 11, is a restatement of the integral knowledge and integral yoga. In briefest terms, with one important new element which takes the argument of the Bhagavad Gita one step farther, and that is in verse number 6. What is stated in verse number 6 is something new which was not told so far. We know that from chapter number 7 onwards, in every chapter there is something new that is added as far as the knowledge of the divine is concerned. God knowledge, soul knowledge and world knowledge. These three knowledges put together is integral knowledge. And in one way or the other, in every chapter there is something additionally told to us as far as the knowledge of the divine is concerned. Now this 6th verse is very important because it describes the divine in the movement, the divine in the formation of the cosmos, the divine in the cosmic movement, the world formation, the divine in the world. And Sri Krishna says, Maharshayaha Sapta Purve Chatvaraha Manavastatha Madbhava Manasa Jata Yesham Loka Imaha Prajaha. Lokaha Imaha Prajaha. All these people, they have been born out of me, out of the Supreme, but through Sapta Maharshayaha, through seven rishis of the ancient times, Chatvaraha Manavastatha, and through four Manus. Now this is a new knowledge which is being given in this chapter, that in this movement from the Supreme, the world is created through a certain movement of principles of being. These principles of being are seven. These principles are embodied at the mental level in the form of seven rishis. This is a very ancient tradition in Indian knowledge. In the Vedas, there is a mention of seven rishis. There is also mention of the fourfold movement of the divine when the world is created. Both these propositions are Vedic propositions. They are taken from the Veda. That is why the Bhagavad Gita is nothing but a continuation of the Vedic knowledge. According to the tradition, seven rishis were Bhrigu, Marich, Atri, Pulasha, Angirasa, Kratu, and Pulasya. These are the seven rishis which have been mentioned in the Rig Veda. Each one of them represents one of the important principles of existence. Now, if you want to comment upon it, it can be said, in the light of the Vedic knowledge, that there are seven planes of existence. The Veda speaks of seven principles which are to be found in the world. Upanishad speaks of Sapta Sapta, that the whole world is so designed that everywhere you find seven principles existing, one of them more predominant, others subordinate. At the lowest, when it comes down, it is physical, which we see very easily, physical principle. Then, higher than the physical is the mental. It is called in the Veda, Dyau. The physical is called Prithvi, and higher than that is the mental, which is called Dyau. Between the Dyau and the physical and Prithvi, there is another principle, which is called Antariksha. Prithvi, Antariksha, Dyau. These are three principles which we can see more easily here. Then higher than that is Satya. The truth, Satyam Ritam Brihat. This is the fourth principle. The fifth is Ananda, the bliss. Sixth is Chit, consciousness, force. And higher than that is Sat, the supreme existence. So existence, consciousness, force, bliss, truth, mind, life and matter. These are seven principles. And the whole world is nothing but a manifestation of these seven principles. Even the physical has all others involved in it. They are not absent. But physical is more prominent, others are subdued. In the life principle, life is more manifest, others are subdued. In the mind, mind is more prominent, others are subdued, and so on. But all the seven principles are present everywhere in the world.